Hello.
Hey. Clear his throat.
How you doing?
What's happening?
I was asking you that.
Oh.
I'm talking to you, dude.
I'm good. Did we do one last week? No.
No, it's been a while.
It's been a while. So we've had got a lot of catch up on.
Yeah, we had a big event that stopped us from podcasting. So sorry.
Yeah, it seems like we have a lot of big events recently. So yeah. We've been missing a lot of weekends.
Wait, what?
No, just with the podcast. Oh, with the podcast.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. So we had our baby shower, which we'll cover.
Yeah.
But before we get to that, we've had a wild day.
Wild.
And some things were very unexpected from today.
Most.
Some things came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Literally. So
we're very excited. So let's rewind probably a couple hours. So we were thinking about what we're doing for dinner earlier. And we're like, we got some shrimp in the freezer that my dad brought us.
So his parents came for the shower last weekend. He brought
shrimp
that we froze in the, and he was just like, yeah, y'all can eat this whenever, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't even know how he got the shrimp. Do we know?
So his buddy was down at the beach and picked up a bunch of shrimp.
Okay. So like he had a ton of shrimp and he just brought us extras. Okay. Yeah. Continue.
So I think it was 5 pounds maybe. But anyways. We wanted to do shrimp quesadillas, like a little Mexican themed shrimp quesadillas on the cast iron skillet.
I mean, fire.
And, sounds delicious. So we put the shrimp out in a big bowl
with
water on it to just thaw it. Mm-hmm. And when we get back, we were going to peel the shrimp, or I was going to peel the shrimp and just kind of get them ready to cook them. And I come back and we look at the bag. I'm like, first of all, there's like 45 bags on that thing. And
it was like wrapped in these like Kroger plastic bags. Like,
yeah. So, yeah, there was about 45 plastic bags on it. So I'm getting there and I open it up. I'm like, that doesn't really look like shrimp. And so I'm looking in there. I'm like, I open the bag more. I was like, those are crabs.
Well, you said that's a crab. And then you like, you started taking them out, and like one by one, he's just like pulling more and more crabs out of this bag. And I'm sitting there like, are there any shrimp in here? And these are like full ass crabs,
full
like
crabs.
Head,
shoulders,
legs,
knees, and toes. Like, it's the whole thing.
The eyes are bugging out, like staring at us. It was a shock to say the least.
It's pretty hysterical though, too, because it's like, and then we called my dad and we're like, hey, these are the shrimp you gave us.
Yeah.
they don't look like shrimp.
These shrimp look kind of weird. I don't think I've ever seen a shrimp look like that.
No, but so now.
So then we were like, what are we going to do with these? Like, we've never cooked crab, full ass crabs in our life. And so Trent was like, I want to cook them. Like, I want to do something with them. So we had to Google it and we're boiling crabs right now.
We're boiling crabs as we speak. But we're still doing quesadillas. I just wanted to do something with the crabs. They gave us crabs. Nice gesture, right? So,
but they didn't know they gave us crabs.
They gave us shrabs.
When we called your dad, he was like, oh, I gave you the wrong bag. I gave you my crabs.
Thanks for your crabs, Dad.
He was like all upset. It was funny.
No, but it was, it's going to be cool. I'm excited to kind of test them out and see how they turn out.
I will not be eating them. I'm so sorry. But after seeing like a full crab with eyes and fur, like literally these crabs have fur on them. I don't know how that's a thing.
Wow.
I just can't. Like, I'm sorry. It grosses me out and I can't do it. So.
But it's delicious. I can't wait. So they're boiling about close to an hour probably.
Yeah, we also have no idea like how long to cook them because we don't know how many pounds it is.
I think it's 5, but
we have no idea.
It's
going to
go
it.
Over, but I'm going to make sure those some bitches are done.
Yeah, so wish us luck with the crab ordeal.
But we do have shrimp in the freezer still, so save the day.
So before this, our big outing of the day was we went to go get my car cleaned.
Oh, yeah.
At the car wash because we wanted to put the car seat in today. So that was our big, outing. And so we go to the car place and we drop the car off and we're going to wait for it. And so we go in the lobby and we sit there and we're after we get our car clean, we're going to go to the grocery store to get stuff for quesadillas and just random grocery stuff we need.
Let's not tell the story.
And so Trent's sitting there on his phone, and we're like having this debate about something regarding the shrimp quesadillas that we were planning on making.
How to make shrimp quesadillas.
Yeah, we were just like going back and forth, like, should we cut the shrimp? Should we not cut the shrimp? It was a big argument. So Trent decided to look up a recipe.
Well, let me tell it.
Okay.
Because you're going to make me look really bad, which maybe it is bad. I don't know. But so I was reading this thing. She was saying that we needed to cut the shrimp. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we don't have to cut the shrimp. Look at this recipe. And I was kind of reading through the recipe. And
he
I
was
saw
reading
this,
it out loud. He
I saw
reading.
This word. No. I was reading it silently. And then I was like, what is that word? And I said that. Oh, what did I say? Opicue.
No. You said it out of nowhere. You didn't say that before.
No, I did.
No, you said opicue. What is that a word? What is that?
Yeah, so I didn't know what it was.
So
what I'm saying.
The word that he was trying to say was opaque.
Yeah.
And he looked at it and said, opicue? What? And I just like immediately burst out laughing. Like I could not contain myself.
Pulls out her phone and tries to embarrass me.
Yeah, I had to Snapchat it to everyone I know because it was the funniest moment ever. And he was like, wait, what is the word?
Exactly.
Like,
what's the word?
He kept asking me what the word is, and I would not tell him until I got a video of him saying opaque.
Yeah, she just wanted to embarrass her husband. It's kind of fucked up.
But that's like so funny. Like what blows my mind is you've never seen that word before in your life.
To my knowledge, no. But you say that like you learned it in second grade.
No, first grade.
I don't remember that.
I literally had to Google, when do you learn about translucent, transparent, and opaque in school? And it said first grade. So I think Trent might have been sick that day. Or he did not pay attention during that class. But
we'll go with that.
He says he's never heard of, and he had to ask me what it means. Like he had no idea.
I didn't know what it meant. Opicue. Well, you know, win some, you lose some.
I couldn't handle it. I was on the floor dying. That was actually hilarious. So anyway, and then we got home and we put the car seat in my freshly cleaned car, which looks so good.
Hasn't been cleaned in 15 years.
My car gets nasty. I'm pretty orderly in my life. Like I'm a very organized
but not your car.
Person, but the one place I literally don't give two fucks about is my car.
I don't know why.
I know. I think it's because I don't drive a ton.
You will once we have baby and stuff, I feel like. You'll keep it cleaner.
Maybe.
You're going to have to.
Sure.
No options.
I don't know. Something about me, I've just never kept my car clean. It's just one part of myself that I'm like, I just don't care.
You don't care?
Because I'm not in my car for extended periods of time.
Well, that's true.
Like, I just drive to work.
But if we drive,
and drive
far,
home.
Then I drive too, so.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm, like, never really in my car. So when I get in there, I'm not like, oh, my gosh, it's so dirty. But it was. It was bad. And the bogey hair, oh, my goodness. It was, like, you could probably make, like, two dogs with all that dog fur they cleaned out.
Probably.
The Mexican guy that gave me my keys back was like, you have dog? And I was like,
that's
yeah.
like Chinese. That was Chinese.
So nearly.
You have dog?
Whatever. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, yeah, we cleaned a lot of hairs.
Give me my tip now.
So anyway.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we had a good time. Put the car seat in. Looks great.
I feel like we've done a lot for the baby.
Yeah.
Like after like getting all of the stuff from the baby shower, I have bought a few things from our registry. Like our big thing this week was we had to figure out how to use our car seat because we got the Duna.
Yeah.
Well, my sister gifted us the Duna, hand-me-down. And the Duna, for those of you that don't know, it's a car seat and a stroller all in one.
Swag.
So this little like contraption is like so sick. I mean, so it's going to be so awesome
mm-hmm.
because we can just, you know, pop it out of the car seat immediately, have it be a stroller and you're on your way. But like, it takes a lot to figure out how this thing works.
Yeah.
And so one afternoon we were like, all right, we're going to figure this out. And so the Duna was in the base already. Like my sister had given it to us and it was hooked in the base. So we sat there, or Trent sat there. I sat on my ass just watching him. But he was like on the floor for probably 15 minutes trying to figure out how to get this car seat off of the base.
Yeah.
And he was pressing every single button on that thing.
Besides the one that mattered.
Literally. And then finally I was like, all right. Because he was kind of like, no, I want to figure it out myself. I want to figure it out myself. Because I kept saying, like, there's videos on this. Like, you can easily watch a video.
Easily.
And so then finally I was like, just watch the damn video. And so he was like, fine. And then he watches it and he's like, oh.
Well, I already knew.
The most simple thing ever.
I already knew that. My thinking
it
was
always happens that
well
way.
My thinking was like everybody said it was hard, and then at the like hospital they were like, you bring that and the people don't know how to use it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I want to see if I can figure this out without looking at a video, and I couldn't. So
so there's that.
But but for those that are trying to figure it out there, it's a lot simpler than you think. I'm not going to tell you how to do it, but it's yeah. simpler than you think, so don't think too hard.
Yeah. But then, like, once we got it out of the base, then you have to convert it into a stroller. And that's a whole nother thing in itself. So it's like, it is hard to figure out.
Yeah.
And then, since this is a hand-me-down, it's, you know, kind of nasty and worn. Yeah. And so I was like, is there a way to clean this? And sure enough, I was like, there's got to be a way to clean this car seat cover. And so I find a video on how to remove it. It's like the world's most complicated removal process. And I finally get it off. I wash it. And then I'm like, great. Now we have to figure out how to put it back on. So YouTube has been our best friend with the Duna, honestly.
Yeah. It's crazy because there's literally a YouTube video for everything.
Yeah.
It's
and crazy. What's funny about you is you're so against YouTube videos. Like,
because I want to try to figure it out first.
Even with like handyman stuff, like if anything breaks or you have to like put something together, you're like, you want to try to figure it out. And I'm like, dude, there's a video for that. Just look it up.
Wasn't that fine to try to do it yourself first?
I mean, it's fine.
And then you learn.
But then you get like frustrated and you're like, nah. And I'm like, you could make your life so much easier right now by just like doing a simple Google search. So yeah. I don't feel bad for you. Yeah.
Well, I'm getting better at that, so.
You're just stubborn. That's your thing.
You're just stubborn. That's your thing. Opacu looking at.
Title. Opacu looking at.
Opacu.
Look it up. but baby's growing a lot. I'm 32 weeks today. And I'm pretty sure baby's running out of room. And so it's just trying to stretch out and get comfy, but it can't. So, yeah, that's my update.
It's a good update.
Yeah. We've got our ultrasound next week.
Pumped.
32-week ultrasound. Pumped. I'm so excited. I feel like we haven't seen the baby in so long.
It's been a while.
20 weeks was when we got our anatomy
it's
scan.
It's been 12 weeks.
So it's been 12 Damn. Weeks. It's crazy.
We're hyper.
Yeah, and I feel like after this next appointment, I go every 2 weeks.
Really?
And then, yeah. And then every 1 week.
So do I have to go with you to those? Like every, maybe not like the 2 weeks after Tuesday, but like when it gets start nitty gritty, I start.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. You probably should, just in case.
Or at least be here, right? In town.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, if you have, like, some type of issue, like, say, randomly I have, like, high blood pressure.
Yeah.
They might, like, admit me that day and say, all right, we're doing it.
Shit.
So, like, things could happen. And it's funny because all my apps are saying that I should have my hospital bag packed. And I'm like, listen, I'm the world's most, like, biggest planner ever.
Yeah, she follows the apps. To a T.
No, I don't.
Hey, I think that we should pack our bags.
No.
It's 2 months away. I'm just kidding.
I'm saying that I do everything in my life very early. Like, I'm a planner.
Well, that's what I was getting
and
at, right?
I don't like to procrastinate. I like to do things way in advance. And so, to me, even, that was like very soon to do the hospital bag. Like I'm only 31 weeks and it was telling me to put my hospital bag together. But
no, yeah, your patience, don't worry, your patience with things that like you have your mind on is very thin. Like, well, like for example, if you want to buy something, you want to buy it right now. Yes. I'm like, hey, just wait. It ain't going nowhere.
I get that from my dad. Once I like get my mind on something, I have to obsess about it until I do it or buy it or whatever it may be. But also pregnancy makes it hard because I'm wanting to nest, and nesting is a real thing. Like I'm wanting to make sure that like everything is in order. And so like the other day, like we got a bassinet from our shower and Trent was gone for work and I put it together myself.
Shout out.
And
handy man.
And I was like,
my handy girl.
Exactly. Didn't have to watch any videos. Thank you very much. But then I was like, I'm putting this where it goes. Like I'm putting it in our room. And Trent was like, why do we need to do that? Like, just keep it in the nursery. Like eventually we'll take it to our room. And in my head, I'm like, no, like it needs to be where it's supposed to go. And that just makes me feel like 10 times better. And then like this week, I don't know what I guess it's nesting, but I just have felt like I need to be productive. Like I need to be doing something to either clean the house. I need to be, you know, doing something for baby. Like I need to be doing something all the time. Well, but then it's hard because I'm fucking exhausted.
Let's rewind a little bit. You said that you didn't have to watch a video. I feel like that was a little jab, but
well, it was.
But it comes with directions.
That's true.
You don't need to watch a video.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
The directions weren't the best, I will say. Like at first, I was like, I looked at it and I was like, I don't know if I can do this.
You did a good job.
The pictures were so shit. So I was worried, but I figured it out.
Damn.
But that bassinet, if our baby doesn't like it, I know damn why. Because that like mattress is like the hardest thing. Literally. It's like sleeping on the ground.
All but I know.
Fingers crossed our baby loves it.
It smells like Joe's Crab Shack in this bitch.
I know. It's kind of grossing me out. It truly does smell like Joe's Crab Shack. Joe's Crab Shack had the best nachos. Seafood nachos.
Ooh.
I had been there.
That's kind of a great idea.
Yeah.
But you don't want to eat that.
Yeah, I don't want to eat that crab. Sorry.
It's kind of smells like, fire, though.
I'm high risk, so I don't want to eat something that like I'm not confident about. So there's
I'll eat it all. That's cool. Ooh, we can make crab cake burgers.
Ew, no.
Okay, whatever.
Seafood nachos would be pretty good, but I'm not
doing that tomorrow, probably. Suck it. I'm very excited to try this crab, to be honest. Whether it's shit or good, pretty excited.
He like won't stop staring at the crab pot.
Well, I don't want it to freaking overflow over there.
The crab is boiling on the stove and he's like literally eyeing it. He won't even look at me while he's talking to me.
Well, I'm trying to think, hopefully one of those crabs try to get out of there. But
so,
do you know the crabs in a bucket theory?
What?
Crabs in a bucket theory.
No.
Never heard about that? So, like, if you put a bunch of live crabs in a bucket.
Yeah.
And, like, one tries to get out.
Uh-huh.
They pull them back in. So, it's like, it's a, what is it called? It's a, not a.
Is this like a joke?
No.
Oh.
So, they say that about, like, a lot of, like people that are, like, come from bad areas and stuff. Why they stay in bad areas, because they always have that person, like, the crabs in the bucket theory. So, they always have that person trying to pull them back to the. To the hood or to the projects or something.
Oh.
So they're trying to make something good of themselves. But once they try to get out of that bucket, they always have the crabs pulling back at them to bring them back in. So that's, I learned that from Joe Rogan. But,
okay.
No, but it makes sense though, because they're trying to get out and they reach
out. I was
up
like,
and
that sounds like a Mississippi thing.
No, it's okay. Not. It's a real thing.
Interesting. Yeah, I've never heard that before, but cool. Crabs in a bucket.
Crabs in a bucket theory.
There you go.
That's the title.
No.
Abacu.
Abacu looking at. So our baby shower.
Yeah, it's a fun time. My parents came. Her mom put it on. Great.
Put it on.
Put it on for my city. No, it was a great baby shower. She did a great job.
Yeah, it was on
Saturday.
It was like an afternoon shower from like 3 to 5. 3 to 5. So it was more of just like a drop-in shower, come and go as you want. And we had, or my parents had appetizer foods. They had a cheese board.
Beer and wine.
Beer and wine, which...
Was smashed,
and I was depressed that I couldn't have any wine. And queso, guacamole, lots of desserts. Oh, my God, the desserts. Can we talk about that? Did you try the cookie sandwich frosting thing?
Yeah.
Oh, my. We need to go. That those sandwiches are at Frost, which is like a bakery.
Yeah.
It's over by like Trader Joe's.
Okay.
And they sell those like on the reg.
Is that where they're
from? And
you can
just get like, yeah, you can get like one. You can get how many?
Maybe two.
Maybe two.
If you're feeling crazy.
Maybe 12.
Three? What? Okay.
But I'm just saying we need to go there sometime because those, I forgot how good those are.
Well, how is the one? Is it better than the one at Lulietz?
Yes. 10 times better.
Why do you think?
I don't know.
It was very good. I had one.
It was so, it's just two chocolate chip cookies sandwiched between frosting.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like that, okay. Other than a Pizookie, it doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah,
salty. Was it you that asked me what the best thing I've ever put in my mouth is?
Yeah,
I said Pizookie.
Yeah,
but that's a hard question.
That's the wrong answer.
That's a really hard question.
But I was. What were we talking about?
That
was
I have no idea.
It was those meatballs we had the other night.
We made some bomb HelloFresh meatballs. They were called firecracker meatballs.
They were delicious.
So bomb.
Let's continue with the shower. Okay. We're getting off track here.
They had desserts.
Frost, yeah.
And what was so special, they did these cute little things. So we didn't play like any games, but they had prediction cards set up. And so everyone would go over and write on these prediction cards. And it asked like all of the things like weight, length, time of day. Gender, obviously, because we don't know that. Date. And then it had like eye color, hair color. It had what traits you want it to get from mom, what trait you want it to get from dad. And then it had an area for like advice for the parents. It was so awesome reading through those.
Yeah.
Really cool to see everyone's predictions and especially like the gender. I thought that was the coolest part.
It was so I think it was 13 to there wasn't a ton of people there. It was family mainly.
Yeah, mainly family. A
couple friends. But I think it was 13 to like 8.
13 boy to 6. To girl. 13 to 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. So majority of people there thought it was a boy, which I will say I went to get my hair done before the shower because I was not about to deal with my hair. I just suck at hair in general. I can do my makeup all day, every day, but I just didn't want to do my hair. So I went and got it done.
Yeah.
And my hair lady.
You looked beautiful.
Thank you. You looked beautiful. Why did you sound like Trump?
I burped. Beautiful. You look beautiful. Very beautiful.
My hairdresser, she was like, for some reason, I see you with like a football team of boys. Like, so she even said, like, I just see you as a boy mom. And I was like, interesting. And I feel like that's what most people say about me, except for like my sister.
Yeah.
And like my family says I'm a girl mom. I don't know. It's
that's because y'all had girls. Not, is that besides
I
your
think
sister,
it's because
like,
I'm the girliest. Out of my sister and I, like I'm the one that likes makeup. I like all the girly things.
Yeah.
So I think that's why, but I don't know.
I don't know.
But yeah, most people thought boy. So we shall
see. My family thinks boy, which they don't even have a reason.
Yeah. I mean, no one really has a reason,
but yeah,
I mean, I think we've talked about this before, but like pregnancy wise, I feel like I've been boy because I've felt great this pregnancy. My skin has been very clear. I still am gorgeous. So like,
facts. There's
so like, baby's not taking any of my beauty over here.
Agreed.
And yeah, I wasn't sick. Like just everything. I feel like is more leaning boy.
The wives' tale point more. Boy.
But not really. It's kind of even. But
that's a wife tale, right?
But the reason I think girl is because kind of still the anterior placenta theory, but I know that's kind of just like, it can be whatever. Yeah. But I think the main thing is the baby's weight. Like when they first measured it in the anatomy scan,
yeah,
it was in the 34th percentiles, which is pretty low. I mean, they said it was normal.
Small boys too.
Yeah, definitely. But for some reason, that just makes me think girl because smaller and...
Well,
but then again, you think about like, well, my body's very small in general. So like, am I, for my first kid, just going to have a massive baby? Probably not. So
maybe. I don't know. But I don't really have a clue.
Well, we both don't have a clue.
I don't know. Like, well, I don't even have like an explanation why I think like this or that.
It's funny because I thought at this point it would be driving me nuts not knowing. But honestly, I don't even think about it.
I know. Me either.
And like, yes.
I do every now and then. I'm like.
Yes, I'm like so excited for the surprise. But at the same time, like, I don't really even think about the surprise of the gender when I think about like the birth. I just think about like the surprise of a baby. I like completely forget kind of that we're not going to know. Yeah. Like it's going to be this big reveal kind of. Like, I don't know. I'm just not thinking about it, which is kind of wild. I thought I would be.
It's going to be pretty wild. Like, I get, like super excited and, like...
Yeah.
Just thinking about it.
I think you might cry.
I'm about to, like, cry right now. I'm, like, thinking about it. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm about to start crying. No, I think I might. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, too, because it's going to be such just a chaos, like, a really stressful, really overwhelming time.
Yeah.
And so for them to that be the end reward, I think you might.
No, yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with you. No shame. No shame.
You know. But yeah. Oh, and then another thing they did at our shower was.
This is my favorite.
Yeah. They had a little section with a bunch of diapers and Sharpies. And they asked all the guests to write like a funny, just something funny on the diapers. So that when we go to when we go to change diapers in the middle of the night, we can read like these funny comments and just, it'll make us smile and laugh. And so that was, I'm excited for that. We didn't read through them because we want it to be a surprise.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But people were taking it very seriously and they really wanted to make us laugh. So people thought about what they were going to write on those things. So.
Yeah.
But that's like a really good idea for anyone.
No, it is a very good idea.
Who needs baby shower ideas out there?
Did you, you put that on TikTok. Yeah.
Yeah. Duh, I put everything on TikTok. I'm famous.
Pretty much. we're pushing for big fame over here. So we'll keep you posted.
but yeah, that was really cute. And they nailed the balloon arch.
Balloon arch was sick.
It was so cute. Looked amazing in all the pictures. So shout out my mom and my sister for grinding on that thing.
And your dad. Your dad did the thing.
Oh, my dad did the arch.
Yeah.
It looked really good.
But like he said, like, I think everybody was kind of making fun of it because it was kind of lopsided at first. But like it covers it up. So
yeah, the balloons covered the arch up completely.
Great job. So it was a great job.
Yeah, it was really good. And we're so grateful. We got so many good gifts. So many good books.
We did. I mean...
It seriously felt like Christmas morning.
I might learn to read.
Yeah, I told Trent we need to start practicing now. Get your reading back up to par.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was so fun just hanging out with family. I'm so glad your family was there.
Yeah,
it was really nice to have them. And then y'all shotgun beers. Well, you didn't.
I didn't, no. But I don't even know why I didn't, but I didn't.
Good. You don't need to. But that was funny. My two cousins and Spencer... they were arguing about who could shotgun the fastest. And of course it was Spencer. Like, duh. You don't argue with Spencer on that kind of thing.
I could have competed with him.
Really?
Yeah.
How fast do you think you could do it? I don't think you could.
It's been a while since I've done it.
I think that's why. Like, you don't...
But I used to be able to do it pretty fast. About like Spencer, probably. I mean, I was a good shotgun. I did like 8 shotgun beers in one night before.
Is that like... impressive? I don't know.
I mean, yeah, but wasn't great. Wasn't fun afterwards.
I bet.
No, but yeah.
Cool.
That's
cool.
That's over. That's kind of like, I don't want to do that anymore, really. I don't want to shotgun beers. I don't want to funnel beers. I don't want to take shots, really. I'm grown.
Wow, you're so adult.
Pretty adult.
All I'll say is I had a nice sip of Trent's wine that he had yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Sue me. I might die. doctor approved. Don't worry. But it tasted so good. Oh my God. It was
you need
like,
to find a new doctor.
it like was the best sip of wine I've ever had in my life. So
yeah,
that was
well,
nice.
It was good. Yeah, it was good. And I've, for some reason, had a couple glasses of wine last night. And I don't ever, like, without you, have wine, really.
Yeah, so you've now, been, like, wanting it more recently.
I'm, like, making you jealous, I think. But
yeah, you really are.
I'm sorry.
It's just so exciting that, like, I feel like we're having a baby at the most perfect time.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, football's going to be on.
Oh, dude, I can't wait.
I mean, it's going to start to be nicer weather. It's going to cool down a bit. Not yeah. a ton, but a bit. Enough to where we can sit outside comfortably.
Yeah.
More comfortable than now. And I just, it's going to be so nice.
I was thinking about it a couple weeks ago, and I was thinking for some reason it was going to be around when we had the baby that football season started, uh-huh. but it's actually
after
a month until we have the baby when football season started, which is great.
Yeah.
So I thought it was right around the time of my, like fantasy drafts and all that stuff. So I
no,
was
that's
like,
Katie and Cody's yeah, baby, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. End of August. Yeah. So I was thinking about this. Yesterday, I was kind of thinking about like what time of year would be the best to have a newborn baby. And I was thinking about all the people who are having newborn babies right now, like in the summer. And I think that might be the worst time because you can't go outside.
Yeah.
Because it's way too hot. So you're stuck inside. And that just sounds miserable to me.
Well, yeah. I think
like, I feel like I'm going to need to step outside, you yeah. know, like to get we'll fresh air. Outside. to just like, I don't know. I feel like that's going to help me a lot. And so to not be able to do that, I think I would die.
Yeah, that would be painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just glad we've got two more months.
Well, yeah.
Hopefully it cools down.
I think
a
bit. It's a perfect time. I think, you know, not only because our baby could be born in like, let's say late September, early October, but I think at the personally, I am a December baby, but like the latter part of the year or the beginning part of the year is the best because it's not.
I think that's the worst time to have a birthday, though.
You think so?
Personally, because it's around all these holidays and everyone's getting gifts for everyone for that. And so no one wants to buy birthday gifts on top of that. At least I don't, just because I'm not like a gift person, but.
No, I would agree.
Like, but, that's just, and, like, birthday parties, like, well, we've got Christmas, like, so we're getting everyone together at Christmas time, and so, like, I don't know.
I ain't coming to your birthday party,
yeah.
boy.
Yeah. I think it's the worst having a birthday around that time. Like, my sister always says, like, it's kind of crappy having a birthday in January, just because it's, like, right
yeah,
after
but
Christmas.
Y'all don't like giving gifts, but you like receiving gifts.
Who's y'all?
You.
Yeah, it's just me. I don't know. Something about giving gifts, like, ugh, I don't know. I hate it.
Yeah.
It's really not my love language. And I suck at it, too. Like, I've sat here recently because I'm thinking about your 30th birthday, and I want to make it special and everything.
I forgot. It's coming up.
I know.
I'm like, there's so many different things that we have on our plate.
I know.
Or one big one, obviously,
yeah.
that I don't even care about my 30th birthday.
I know. And I'm probably not going to be able to do anything,
Let's
like, super special.
Just go get steaks, and I'll grill.
Okay. But anyway, that made me think of, like, all of the gifts I've gotten you. And really, I suck at gift giving. Like, I really suck at it.
No, you're not bad.
I think I, like, try to make it too, like, personalized and too,
yeah, yeah.
like, special to where it's stuff that you, like, never use.
Well, I think that, like, the Christmas gift you got last year, it was a great gift. Or was that my birthday? I can't remember.
What was it?
The,
I don't even know.
The chipping thing.
Oh, yeah. The
so that was actually, it's a good gift.
But it's like you're never going to use it.
Right.
That's my problem. Like, I see things and I'm like, oh,
that would be a really cool thing, like, for a man cave to hang those up in a man cave.
Yeah, but you're not going to have a man cave anytime soon, so.
Damn it. I don't even know where those things are.
So, yeah, I'm really not the best at gift giving, but what were you talking about before this? How did we get here?
How that you weren't a good gift giver, but you're a good gift receiver.
Yeah, but how did that come up?
I don't know.
Yeah, baby brain, guys. I can't. It's bad. Did I talk about that already?
No.
Maybe not. I literally, like, it's so bad. And I'm never like this. Like, I'm always so on top of it when it comes to my thoughts and just, like.
Yeah.
But recently, I'll be in like the middle of a sentence and I'll just like completely lose everything. And then I can't get it back. Like today I was about to tell Trent something really important and then I got distracted. And then I could not for the life of me remember what I was about to say. And I know that's like pretty normal for most people, but not for me. This is weird.
I do it all the time.
I just feel like not on top of it mentally. So sorry, but that's everyone.
Fair. You got a lot of shit going on. So it's cool.
Yeah. And also I'm not sleeping well. Like I've started to
I think I toss asked you and this turn morning like a rotisserie well, chicken. And you said you did.
Yeah. The problem is I sleep well for like the first part of the night.
Yeah.
And then I'll wake up to pee. And then after that, I'm just like rotating side to side constantly. And I'll be like light sleeping, but it's just not good sleep.
Right.
So, anywho.
Yeah, well, I mean.
That was our shower. It was really fun. Oh, and the night before we went to dinner, which was super special.
Oh, I got a steak, which I will say that it was a Republic Grill. Has a great steak.
I'll give you one guess as to what I got.
Chicken sandwich.
Well, you were there. Yes, I did get a chicken sandwich. And it was very good.
You didn't just like venture out and get something that you use a fork and knife every now and then?
Okay, you say that and it's so funny because I think about it. I never order anything that requires a fork and a knife.
Yeah, but like.
I'm not like that. Like when I go to a menu.
That's like a lunch food though. Like.
Okay.
Not at a place like Republic Grill. It's like a lunch food.
Any place.
Chicken sandwich.
Any place. Like any dinner. Listen to what I'm trying to say. Any dinner place, I always go to the sandwich section.
Yeah, you do.
Like I don't even look at the main entrees. I never go to that section. I always look for the sandwiches and wraps and like I'm always in the sandwich section.
You do.
It's something about me. Like, I just don't like, I don't like the main dish section. Nothing appeals to me. I don't, when I go to a restaurant, I don't just want to get like a meat and a side. Like, that's not appealing to me. I want a sandwich and fries.
Fries sometimes or fire. Most
I want
of the time.
Fries that are going to cross my eyes.
Ooh, boy. What about the shakes that'll make you quake?
Ooh, a shake sounds good.
Why did I say that?
Yum. So that was fun. It was a good dinner. It was nice to get everyone together and celebrate. So
it was. It's a great time.
Yeah, we feel showered. Baby feels showered without even knowing it. So there's that. But we've had the Olympics on.
Yeah.
And that's been the biggest thing happening this week.
9 minutes left, people.
Which, what's your favorite part of the Olympics so far?
I don't know.
Snoop Dogg.
that's top.
They are really using Snoop Dogg.
And Flavor Flav. Flavor Flav.
I haven't seen him, but I've seen Snoop Dogg. Some of the stuff he, like when he commentates on things, it's the funniest it's thing ever. He's pretty funny. And I was telling Trent last night, like, I feel like Snoop Dogg is way more relevant than he ever has been in his entire career.
Yeah.
And he's not even making any music right now.
I actually watched a video or read something about that because it was comparing like him and like Tupac and Biggie because they all came up together kind of because they would all be about Snoop Dogg's age now.
Yeah.
Before they got murdered. But I don't know what my favorite part is.
Well, the gymnastics girls have done really good so far. We got gold in the team all around.
That's not my favorite.
Oh, I'll say is that Trent did a really good impression of the men's gymnastics because they do. I can't even explain it, but when they do their floor routines,
yeah.
Every time they land a pass and they try to get to the corner of the mat, they do this little like hop step and it's the funniest thing ever. And Trent imitated it the other day and I was dying laughing. It was so funny. No. But men's gymnastics, I don't understand how they do half the shit they do.
It is wild. But, like, it's crazy, too, and it just goes to show the difference in, like, why there should be a separation in women's and men's.
Yeah.
Just look at gymnastics, because, like...
The skill level,
like,
the difficulty
women couldn't
level.
Do the rings.
No way.
Women couldn't do probably the pommel horse, the pommel
do
horse.
Do you see their muscles?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I don't... Like, they are so strong.
So strong. And they're your height. Or
yeah.
Less.
Yeah.
And, but like, what, so, and it's just the solo swinging bar. The only thing that's the same is the floor.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
I would think that they
you know,
would
they do vault. Do they?
I don't think they do.
Maybe not.
But
I don't know.
I was going to say, that's the only one that I think that they should do, that the girls do.
Yeah, they'd get up there. Oh my gosh. They would do some crazy stuff.
That'd be awesome. But gymnastics is not my favorite. I don't know what my favorite is.
Well, they really only showed, and we've only really watched swimming and gymnastics.
And track. No.
Well, now track. But this past week, like, track just started yesterday. So we've been watching swimming and gymnastics. And I will say, our swimming sucks this year, I feel like. Yeah. Or this Olympics. Like, yeah. I feel like Caleb Dressel. Caleb Dressel.
That's right.
He's sucking it up.
Yeah, he's not doing great.
I feel like our girls are doing okay, but I feel like we're just sucking in the swimming
gym. And
Australia is freaking grinding.
Swimming. Australia swimmers.
Yeah.
Are grinding. But you know what? I think the Olympic gods came and got Caleb Dressel because he was not satisfied with his like 4 gold medals that he won in 2020.
And so they said, fuck you.
Yeah. And they're like, you're not satisfied with gold? Okay. You're not getting any medals.
Yeah. That's true.
I think he got like the team, I think, gold. But, like, so he's not even qualified.
Before he did his race last night, they did this whole thing about Caleb Dressel and how the last Olympics he scored so many gold medals. And he was talking just about, like, his mental health, kind of, and saying how, like, he has this this thing inside of him that says, like, the critic who's saying, like, that's not enough and you should have done better. You should have done better at this, blah, blah, blah. And so he was talking about how now he goes to therapy every day and talks to a therapist and he's in much better headspace and whatever. And I'm just like, okay, I feel like every good athlete should go to therapy. I mean, we've learned this from Simone. We've learned this from this swimmer guy. Like, I feel like it should be a requirement. Like, if you're going to the Olympics, do some therapy.
Well, you're like all you know is like just grinding and practicing and probably the most strictest coaches just, you know, getting on your ass all the time.
And it's so easy for the enjoyment to be sucked out of it.
Yeah.
And so you just really have to like figure that out. But
obviously you can tell that he was kind of like, I wasn't satisfied. I want more, right?
Yeah.
But like,
he is old too, though. Like swimming wise, he's 27. Like,
that's not old. Michael Phelps was the one in the like 30s.
True, but it's Michael Phelps. Like, beast. There can only be one of him.
Beast.
You know?
That new guy is going to be fucking Michael Phelps.
Oh, Marshawn. The France guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's fun to watch.
He's awesome.
Do you think he's cute?
No.
Okay, yeah, me neither.
I feel like he's cute?
A lot of people think swimmers are cute, and I disagree. I think they look weird.
I don't know who you're hanging out with, but a lot of people, huh?
But anyway.
Yeah, so the Olympics, I didn't say what my favorite
track
thing
is was. Really fun to watch. I will say that.
Yeah, but
especially the sprints.
One thing I will say about it being like in Paris.
Yeah.
So it's off and it's not live for the most part here.
Yeah.
But golf's my favorite. But, is that you don't have to wait and sit and watch, like, wait for the next event. Since it's not live, it just puts it on.
Yeah,
like,
but
not
I
too
hate
long after.
The primetime coverage sucks ass because there's
live.
So many damn commercials. Like,
it's not live.
I know.
But they have.
What's your point?
I don't know, but they have to have commercials. That's just the thing.
I know they have to have commercials, but they do the event of the night where they have limited commercials.
Oh, yeah. They're like, it's 25 minutes away and it's like an hour away.
They should have multiple companies pay for that and have limited commercials. It's a fucking Olympics. It only happens every 4 years. Come on, do better. I don't want to sit here at 8:30 and I have only gotten to see one gymnastics event. Like, that's BS.
Yeah.
And then I have to go to bed because it's my bedtime.
I will say,
all the Olympics.
I will say, I think that there's no way for them to do this, but they shouldn't post it online. They should be banned for posting stuff online because I don't want to watch if I already know that Simone Biles won gold.
I still want to watch.
I don't want to watch it.
I still like watching
it. I don't
want to
watch it if Caleb Dressel doesn't qualify.
I still love watching it even if I know what's going to happen, but that's just me, but... Yeah, there's like you're gonna be spoiled. That's the 100%. Crappy thing about this year is the kind
most
of timing.
Years, I feel like, except for 28 is in America. So,
oh yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah,
which I've heard that there's gonna be like a big handoff at the end of the Olympics. Like they always hand it over handed over to the U.S. or the next country.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be like something that happens with like celebrities and stuff.
Probably because it's all scam.
Well, it's in L.A., so makes sense. Yeah. It's going to be interesting seeing how they do it in L.A.
Yeah.
But
it's going to be multiple places, I feel like. Yeah.
Really quickly.
Okay.
I watched DCC America's Sweethearts.
Lame.
Highly recommend on Netflix. Very good. Very interesting. I was kind of just amazed at how things still run over there. Like, it's so strict and so just like high class. And I don't know. I would watch it. It's a really good watch. Yeah. That's all I have to say.
I haven't really watched anything.
We've been watching the Olympics.
I've watched, yeah, and I finished Harry Potter. Swag. I just started Lord of the Rings.
Even more lame.
Which I'm probably going to start the second one tonight, because I finished the other one last night. Awesome.
Super lame.
Not lame, but yeah.
All I'll say is we need a show for postpartum, so we need to be thinking about what show we're going to watch.
Yeah, that is true. We'll think on it. We'll think on it.
In the newborn trenches. We need a show, for sure. So any recommendations y'all have?
Shout us out.
Send them over. All right, we need to go tend to our crab.
I have crabs.
That's what I think of every time you say the word crabs.
That should be the title. That's about the title.
Krusty Krab.
I have crabs.
Krusty Krab pizza is the pizza for you and me. Okay. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
I'll be
you. I'll be you.
Looking at...